Okay, suppose that you have an F value of 1. Do you have any trouble making sure this value is satisfied? If you have a vertex with an F value of 1, what does this say? So that's down here. It's got an F value of 1, so does it have any loops on it? If you have an F value of 1, do you have any loops on it? I don't think so, right? Because where could the loops come from? It's just there. Okay, so there are none of these things. What's this thing? I guess that's 0. So all it's saying is, if the number of edges coming into it, at least the number of components. Well, it better be. I mean, if you gave me a connect one in the first place, I better have at least one edge coming from each component down to B, otherwise it's already disconnected. Okay. So the nice thing here is, that's exactly why this condition is so useful, is that the only thing I have to worry about is it satisfied by the fat vertex once it's been slightly slimmed, okay? So one of these comes out, it's got an F value of 1, so I don't care about it. All the others have an F value of 1, don't care about it. As long as the graph's connected, you know, when I pull it out, I have to make sure it's connected, because that's the argument I just used here. But the only other thing I have to check is this one. Okay, so now I'm going to just give you a tiny little flavor of what happens here. Little flavor. There's an extra step in what goes on here, because I have to be very protective of these extra connecting edges. Okay? I have to really watch those carefully. And the proof has to split into two parts. First of all, is this inequality actually strict? Do you actually have at least f of b of them? Okay? If you have at least f of b, I'm going to do something. If there's an equality here, I have to do something else. Okay? If there are more than this, what I'm basically going to do is say, okay, my technique's pretty good for making sure I only use maybe two of those edges. If I use two of them, you know, as you go down here, this F value is going to go down by one, but I had a little bit of freedom there anyway, right, of one. So if I use two of them, I'm still going to meet this at the next bound. This number goes down by one. Okay. So what I'm going to say is basically I've got these F of B edges. I'm going to use two of them up, but the remaining, the resolving thing will meet this bound. Okay, so how am I protective of these edges? Well, all I do is, the first thing I do, you remember that normally what I do is just take each color, take that vertex I'm splitting up, the big fat one, and just split it up according to the colors. I'm going to refine that slightly by taking that and splitting it up into two, and one of them is going to take the special F of V edges I've got. I mean, there may be more of F of V. If there are more than F of V, I'm only caring about F of V of them. Okay, so I've got F of V of those edges. Those F of V special connecting edges go to a vertex of their own in the first place. The remaining green edges go down here. Okay. So what was the next step? Go ahead and color this with two colors. You color this with two colors. How many of the special connecting edges will I play around with? Two of them, right? There'll be of these ones here. You color this with F of B colors. This has the green F of B. Only two of them are going to figure in what comes along from now on. Okay. The remaining F of B minus two just never take a part in what's getting detached. So they're still there as good edges. Now that's not the whole story, because certain things get fused together and so they sort of get caught up in it in a funny kind of way. But basically that's what's going on with the connection. Once you go on from there, you still have to be very careful about what you consider the bad edges to be. Okay, so there's sort of a pairing process that goes on. The pairing process says, first of all, as you look at the subgraph induced by the edges colored 1 over 2, I'm going to go and pair these things together like we did before. Except that the ones according to loops, they get paired up first of all. Just like before, if two edges come from the same component of GT minus B, I've got to be a little bit careful about those. I don't want to pick both of them because it might disconnect it. And there's one third extra possibility here. I'm going to take if I get these two edges here, if nothing's been paired to this point, they form a pair as well. Okay. The crucial thing about this is not only that I'm protective and don't use too many of those special edges, but I have to use some of them in order to guarantee the resolving graph is connected. So I can't ignore them completely. I mean, you can figure on possibly towards the end having a situation where you've got a whole lot of components which are just joined by one edge. And if you just took all of those and joined them over here, you'd disconnect the graph. What you have to do is go and find one of these situations here. So just imagine having a whole lot of components around here, we just have a single edge coming into it. And if you chose all of those edges, that would disconnect it. But if you take one of these two, then suddenly everything's hooked together again. Because everything comes down to here, you can go up to there, down to here, and then you can get to everywhere else. Okay, so you have to use some of them, but not too many of them. That's the game you play. Okay, I'm not going to show you how to do that. But you've got the idea, hopefully, because we've done this enough times now. The only other thing I was going to say about... I'm not going to tell you the other one. If you actually have a strict equality, then Then what you have to do is make sure that at each step you take exactly one of these connecting ends, exactly one. Okay, so now I have to do something else. But fortunately, because you have equality, you have very few of the connecting edges. If you have very few of them, what I can do is make sure that all of the edges coming from a component will be adjacent in this graph over here. There are so few of them, you can just make sure that they're all connected. So when you give this a two-edge colouring, you'll only ever pick one of those before you go on to the next step. So that's how it splits into two. Okay, so two things in conclusion. One is, how do you use this? Well, we've talked about this before. You can get this kind of an embedding theorem. So now you can go ahead and say, what if we've got an edge-colored complete graph? Can I embed that in a bigger edge-colored complete graph in such a way that each color class is a connected k-factor? Okay, remember the only thing we needed to prove that was an amalgamation in which you have a single vertex. Remember this kind of an argument. You just take one big fat vertex out here, you join this with the appropriate number of edges over here. This only has one green edge, if k is 3, I need two more, and so on. You end up with an amalgamated graph, and you'll notice all of these have an F value of 1. This has a bigger F value. So the theorem that we've got is exactly the one you want to do in the most pleasing of the applications. Okay, the one that I really like, this one over here. So we get that anyway. And last thing is this, that condition that requires f of b to be 1 is not enough in general. Okay, it's not enough in general, because you could have some things like this. So suppose that you had one colour class at some point here. All of these f values around here are 1. These ones have an f value of 2. So I'm nearly at the end here. I just have to split these up and split these up. And of course you've got all the other colours as well, but this is just the green edges, the black edges, they look like. Okay, so you've got these ones. If you check here, this meets the tree bound, this meets the tree bound, but as soon as you pull this apart, there's no way you'll be able to pull this one apart. It's automatically disconnected. Okay, so it's not enough just to have the tree bound. The problem is that this one doesn't even have a what Nash Williams would call a connected detachment. And so I guess the conjecture we would have is that basically this is not a very usable property. But it says that if you're going to have any chance of doing this, pulling apart to get a k-factorization complete graph where every k-factor is connected, it had better be the case that each colour class can be pulled apart all by itself. This one can't even be pulled apart all by itself. Okay. And my guess is that that's enough. That's often enough in this kind of thing, that if each one can be done by itself, then somehow you can fit them together so that you end up with a complete graph anyway. Okay, that's not a very workable condition, although Nash Williams in the early 90s went on a parade of several papers where he looked at exactly this problem. If I give you a graph, put some F values on each vertex, can you pull it apart, each vertex apart into F of the vertices in such a way that the resulting graph is connected? Okay, and the kinds of properties it's got, unfortunately, are things we've thought, you know, for all subsets, F of B, something has to happen. That sounds like a really hard thing for me to check using this kind of a technique. So, you know, I mean, it looks very difficult at this point to try and get the complete answer for that bit. Anyway, here we go. Stop right there.